sit down with people now and we talk about, can I file an express entry application? And I always say, yeah, you can file it, but whether you get approved is going to depend as much on the other people filing applications as it does on your own qualifications. I mean, it's one of those things that it can be so difficult to assess. Instead of coming to a lawyer's office, it's going to be like walking into a casino in a lot of ways. The way the old system worked was it was designed exactly to be transparent and predictable. So what you would do is you would basically take a list of criteria, your age, your education, your proficiency in English and French, your work experience, all that stuff, and you'd basically synthesize that into into a test, essentially. As long as you had enough points, you'd be admitted. And the idea behind that was to make it so that it was, so there was less discrimination, so there was less discretion in the visa officers, and make it more likely that, there would be fairer decision-making. And what happened, one of the things that happened, and this was like Trudeau who did this in the 60s, and one of the things that happened is that, it kind of, made a lot of multiculturalism possible. I mean, it was one of those things that, when you remove sort of racial, cultural, religious preferences, what you get is you get a far more multicultural immigration process and a far more multicultural country. And this has been happening for almost half a century, and Canada has been a huge beneficiary of that. Now what's happening is, points are awarded and assigned based on a series of criteria. The criteria are largely employer-driven rather than skills-driven or experience-driven. And the truth is, you don't necessarily know if you'll get in because, you may or you may not. They recently had a draw, and the pass mark was just slightly under 900 points. But the truth of the matter is nobody knew what the pass mark would be. Nobody knew how many names they were going to draw. Nobody knew... nobody knows when the next draw is or how many people are going to be drawn the next time. So what happens is it puts total discretion in the hands of the government. And the other thing, too, is that, frankly, you also don't really know exactly how these factors are all being sort of weighed and equivalated. Just because you got a certain number of points, you don't know what everybody else got. So what it does is it also removes that transparency, that fairness to say, look, this guy, I should have gotten more points than that guy. Why is he getting admitted, but I'm not? The problem is you can't do that anymore because there's no more objective criteria. I shouldn't say there's no more objective criteria, but the way that criteria is measured and calculated is not, frankly, as obvious.